The devotional for today was written by the Reverend Andrew Taylor Troutman. Authorship of the Epistle to the Hebrews is an ancient question, and recently contentious even on Jeopardy. While most scholars deny that the Apostle Paul penned the letter, there is no doubt that the text quotes extensively from the Hebrew Scriptures. Crucial to modern interpretation is an understanding of Hebrew words. This passage's unbelieving heart might confuse modern English readers, for belief in our culture is often conceptualized as intellectual assent, while matters of the heart are typically thought of as emotions. But in the Hebrew Scriptures, such a phrase referred not to what was thought or felt, but to what was done. Hear, O Israel, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. Today's passage cites the Israelites in the wilderness as a negative example of following Shema. They heard and yet did not obey. As Maya Angelou said, when you know better, do better. Desiring to do better, I appreciate the call to exhort one another every day. A decade after graduation, I still maintain relationships with faculty, staff, and fellow MDiv students. Currently, I not only learn from my cohort of DMin students, but their support is also life-giving. Though no one has all the answers, even winners of Jeopardy, our colleagues can inspire us to use our learning in service to God and the larger community. Let us pray. Lord of the star fields, be God with us during Lent. Inspire us to do what we say and say what we mean. We thank you for the faculty, staff, and students who journey with us. Bind us together to exhort and encourage one another in love. May it be so.